Do you ever speak and wonder if people understand you? Do you worry that your message isn't coming across well enough? If you want to be somebody that speaks clearly and effectively, then let's dive right into this episode where we will tackle the biggest detriment to speaking clearly and four ways that you can work through it. Grab your notebook and pen because we're going to dive right in. Hey sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks. The biggest detriment to speaking clearly is not enunciating properly. The reason this is such an issue is because your audience will not be able to fully understand you or your message because they're going to have a hard time even hearing it. Your job as a speaker is to make sure that your audience learns from you and takes away something from your presentation. And they can't do that well enough if they don't know what you're even saying. Proper enunciation is pronouncing your words clearly. I had a conversation with somebody recently who said that when people talk to her, she has a hard time understanding them because they speak so fast and they don't enunciate their words. And friends, honestly, it can be as if we're speaking an entirely different language when we don't enunciate. If you want to effectively communicate, you want to keep things as simple as possible for your audience to understand. Not so difficult that it feels like they're listening to another language. If you struggle with enunciation, let's go over the four things that you can do to get better at it. Number one, stop rushing. Practice your speech slower and put emphasis on key syllables. And when I say practice your speech slower, I mean very, very slow, like a turtle. The reason you want to do this is because you are going to train yourself to really emphasize and understand your words and how to say them without rushing through them, so that when you speak at a normal tempo, you remember what you've practiced and that you're going to add that emphasis and you're going to enunciate correctly. It's going to feel weird at first, but it is something to do if you struggle with enunciating so that you can really practice that. Number two, warm up your voice. Do tongue twisters, drink water, prepare your voice to speak. Just like you stretch before a workout, you want to make sure that you are setting yourself up for success, and so you want to do the things necessary to prepare your voice to speak for those periods of time. Because even if you're giving a short presentation, it's still something that you want to prepare yourself for. Number three, time yourself. Decide on an amount of time that you want your overall speech to be. Practice and see if you end up finishing quicker than the timer. What this will do is it will help you train your brain to not rush when you're in a stressful or timed situation. Typically, when we have a time limit to a presentation, we will want to make sure that we beat the timer so we end up rushing. This is a total detriment to enunciating properly because when we rush, we aren't taking the necessary pauses to make sure that our words are coming out properly and being understood well. Every word you speak contributes to your overall message, so you don't want to have your audience miss any of it. And finally, number 4, record yourself and listen back. Put yourself in your audience's perspective and try to listen from their point of view. So when you listen back, envision your presentation, envision yourself sitting in the audience, and think through if you are actually hearing your message well and understanding it properly. If you are not, pick out those specific moments and practice them so that you are communicating correctly. Enunciating is tough for sure, but if you put in the time and the practice, you can train yourself to speak slower and communicate well, which is all we want to do. And if you're still having trouble and you want somebody to walk alongside of you and help you learn the art of enunciating, then go ahead and schedule a coaching call session with me. I would be more than happy to help you learn and develop the skill set and the tools that you need to become a well-versed and confident speaker. You can go to sarahfernandez.co to sign up, and it's also linked in the show notes below. I would love to end our conversation today by praying for you, and that will be all for this episode. Lord Jesus, thank you, God, for who you are. You are good and holy and righteous. Thank you for loving us. I pray for this listener that you would help her to slow down and speak clearly, communicating whatever message you have given her to share with boldness. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, sis, I will see you next time. Bye for now. Hi, friend. If this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with confidence.